products means win-win-win for you. Tell them Steen sent you. Go in, open your account. They will take care of you. I guarantee it. Member FDIC.
The National Weather Service in Des Moines has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Polk County in central Iowa, northeastern Dallas County in central Iowa, until 5:45 p.m. At 4:59 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Dallas Center, or near Perry, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Expected hazards include 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will be near Dallas Center around 5:05 p.m. Other locations in the path of the severe thunderstorm include Waukee, Granger, Urbandale, Sylorville Lake, Grimes, Polk City, West Des Moines, Johnston, and Clive. This includes Interstate 80 between mile markers 120 and 122 and between mile markers 125 and 128. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 5:45 p.m. for the following counties in Iowa, Dallas, and Polk.
Surprised at Doc Rivers, and he definitely has to shoulder a lot of this blame, if not 75% of it.
I got another one for you, too. Should Stephen A. Read that text on live TV today that said came from an anonymous 76er executive?
I mean, listen, I have no problem with that, because at the end of the day, first of all, I will say I'm a Stephen A. guy. I love Stephen A. Smith. I love the way he's up front and center about everything. I really do. You know, he kind of, you know, somebody I emulate my style off of 100%. So I like it because he has to maintain credibility. So, you know, this is a ever evolving market in the world of sports talk. So he wants to let everybody know he does have sources. I don't mind it because people have to wake up and realize and understand there's a major problem within that organization. And PE number one, it could be a la Ben Simmons.
Yeah, and so I guess that's kind of what Andrew and I talked about is what can it do? I'll ask you this. Can he survive and stay in Philadelphia, or do you just have to go out and you've got to get somebody for him?
No, he's done. Okay. He's done. This is Carson Wentz all over again.
Right.
This isn't the first year of Ben Simmons. It's not the second year of Ben Simmons. That's 5 years. This is the fifth year of Ben Simmons. So, like, everybody seems to forget that. So, to think that all of a sudden Ben is going to go revolutionize his game, you know, in year six, you must be fooling yourself, right? We know who Ben is. We know what he is. The biggest problem, the biggest backpedal that Ben took in this series was he lacked the aggression, and he showed that he wasn't even willing now to go hard to the basket, which was the only dimension of his game on the offensive side of the ball that he had. And that's the biggest disappointment.
Because he was afraid to get fouled. And,
yes. And
of all the things that people are mad at him about, the one that I'm in agreement with is free throws. Free throws is a mental thing, a state of mind thing that you can overcome. There were bad free throw shooters that became really good free throw shooters. The only one that I've never blamed is Shaquille O'Neal. And if you look at Shaquille O'Neal's hands, that's not easy to shoot a free throw when your hand is bigger than the basketball. Ben Simmons, that's just work ethic.
You know, you are right. And the one thing I will say to add to that is Shaquille O'Neal was a center. Yeah. How many centers, right, do you know shoot above 50% from the free throw line? You know, we could go back in a day. Maybe I'll tell you what, Patrick Ewing probably had a 70 to 80% free throw percentage. One of the best big men besides Joel Embiid right now, but at shooting free throws. Ben Simmons, if you emulate your game as a point guard, if that's what you want to be, you can't go 32% from the foul line. It just doesn't happen. And the reason why is because we both know what do point guards do most. They isolate, they create space, they create their own shot, and they get to the rim. And because they know if I get to the rim, I have to hit the foul shot. So one thing is inexcusable for Benson.
And here's the – I'll give you two more because I agree with Patrick Ewing. The other would be Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah.
And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was almost an 80% free throw shooter.
I do want to say right now that my early pick for MVP this year shoots over – he has a career 83% free throw shooting percentage, and that's Nikola Jokic.
Yep.
Jokic.
And he's considered to be a center. That's you're right. But so, I mean – there's ones out there. You know, Oklahoma City could trade for him because they have assets, and they don't have to have as many assets as before. I'm a Golden State Warrior fan. I had somebody ask me the other day, would you trade Draymond Green for Ben Simmons straight up? And I'm like, hell yeah, because Draymond Green can't score either, but Ben Simmons is 9 years younger. I don't know if he's 9 years younger, but I mean, I think he'd fit into a Golden State Warrior type of offense, but man, there's not a lot of places that he's going to fit in if he's going to be like he is right now.
No, you know, and this is going to be a reclamation project. This is going to be a team that would have to say, you know what? I still see it. I can fix him. He's too talented to be this bad. He's, you know, it's all mental. We get him the right help. We get him the right coaching, and he'll be okay. But the issue that I have is, listen, we have one of the biggest killers, in the game ever on our sideline coaching up Ben Simmons, and that is none other than Sam Cassell. So if you're not going to listen to Sam Cassell, who are you really going to listen to? So I have a hard time believing that, but one thing's for sure, Daryl Morey, he is a fixer. Nobody thought that we could get rid of Al Horford. You know, nobody really thought, no way we'd get rid of that contract, and he did it. So for everybody to say it's impossible, it's really not. It just takes one team, and they're not going to give him away for nothing. But if you just see what a guy like Kemba Walker got,
right,
you know, in a trade, Ben Simmons is tradable. It's just going to depend on what team can, you know, basically absorb his salary and what team's willing to take that chance.
And here's the one bad thing, and once again, we're talking to Tony Cotillo. He's at tcotillo23 on Twitter. Here's another bad thing for the 76ers. I don't think Sam Cassell's going to be there next year because in these nine openings, somebody has got to give that guy a shot.
And, you know, the shame of it is, you know, the discussion, the Doc Rivers discussion in Philadelphia, you know, is starting to run a little rampant. And that's why, because – you know, you may have to make a decision as Daryl Morey and say, am I putting all my chips into Doc Rivers because I'm going to lose a guy like Sam Cassell? Or am I going to say, you know what, I have to eat crow right now. And sorry, Doc, it's been real, even though it's only 1 year. But your track record says what it is, and I got to give it to my man Sam. So it's going to be a very interesting decision for Philadelphia management.
I'm going to jump off of basketball just for a second to ask you this. Carl Nasbet last night came out, first openly gay player to actually be in the NFL. Cause I think I can't remember the other guy's name, even though they said it today. I think it's good for the league. Number one, because he wanted to, I mean, it's not somebody forced him to, I think it's good for the league that they wanted to. And I kept trying to tell people today, and I don't know if people were buying it, and just in numbers alone, Tony, the way numbers are, there's at least 10 to 12% of the NFL that are gay. I mean, it shouldn't be something that they have to hide, but they think they do. And maybe this guy, Carl Nasbet, doing this, maybe that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. Listen, it is a big deal. And I feel great for the guy. I do. Because that's something that a lot of people have to live with. That, you know, we always talk about things fester inside of us if we don't let them out. So I think it's great that we're able to live in a world where we can express ourselves freely. And I will say this. I'll give a little shot because we go back and forth on Twitter. It's Rachel Van Orange from ESPN in Houston. And she had a great quote today on this. And I told her I agreed spot on. She said, the world is a better place when one feels the freedom to be themselves. I love that Nassib feels confident enough to come out, and I look forward to the day that we no longer feel the need to come out in the first place because we were all considered normal and common. I think that quote was spot on because we, you know, it's great that he came out, but let's live in a world where nobody has to come out because there's no judgment on anybody and everybody can be who they want to be. So that's my point on that. And I'm glad that it's been perceived with positivity.
There you go. Amen, brother. I love it. That's Tony Cotillo, and that's why I love having him on this show. And the fact that he has great people working for him, and they come on this show and they rock it, too. I told you that Mark
Drumheller. The Wizard.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to be so much fun when college football and professional football get here. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to wait in line to get him. But, man, is he just numbers just came just clicking out. It was so much fun yesterday. But I agree with you on the whole Doc Rivers thing. And I'm a huge Doc Rivers fan. I think Doc Rivers' place nowadays is in the front office because I think he's a really good talent evaluator. And he has that's why it so upset me with Ben Simmons. I always thought Doc had that gift of being able to get the best out of somebody. And if they had an issue, he could correct the issue. Maybe he's just too tired coaching that he can't do that anymore.
And that's the thing, and that's what I'm afraid of, right? Because every dog has its day, right? We all know that saying. And, you know, one thing, I was really shocked that Doc's – first of all, I was loved to hire, right? I absolutely loved to hire. I was shocked that Doc Rivers was named the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. But at the end of the day, it's almost like the Daryl Morey effect. Remember, Daryl Morey, you know, when Houston and then whatever you want to say, he resigned, they parted ways, he got fired, whatever it is, you know, he said, I'm going to go just play, watch my kid play basketball. And then all of a sudden, you know, that means he checked out. Then all of a sudden he checked right back in to become the GM of the Philadelphia 76ers. Well, Doc Rivers checked out too, and then he checked right back in. Maybe it's time for Doc. And what the Philadelphia 76ers have to look at is how many chances does Doc Rivers get, right? You know, it's almost like the Boston year was an aberration. I hate to say it, but it almost seems like that is the case because if you watch this series and see what happened, I'll tell you what, you're going to scratch your head a lot.
I think that Doc Rivers should give KG, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen, and Rajon Rondo a call. Tell him thank you.
See, I love it. You're absolutely right, man.
Say thank you a lot. And that's been my thing, too, is that, I mean, when you're – after you lose another game like this and you coming out and not taking the hit yourself and trying to pass it on, he's lost so many big important games that you got to start taking responsibility at some point. And he didn't do that. And I was kind of disappointed that he didn't. Here was another one. Let me do this, and Andrew, you can do the next one here. I just had somebody tell me, how about Ben Simmons for D'Angelo Russell and Malik Beasley and team him up with Cat and Anthony Edwards in Minnesota. Would you take D'Angelo Russell and Malik Beasley for Ben Simmons?
Not in the words of Stone Cold Steve Austin, hell no.
There you go. I didn't think you would either. I don't think that's enough.
No, it's not enough. It's not enough. And it's going to take a situation like a Dame Lillard or a CJ McCollum or, you know, and don't get me shy. I don't want shy from OKC. Like, these aren't guys. I'm not sold on that. It's still going to take a talent. Remember, the NBA operates by money. Trades are incorporated by the salary. So, it's not always a talent level. So there's room to maneuver. So we have to stop worrying about talent for talent. It's money for money. And those moves can absolutely happen.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to get some thoughts about Ty Lue. So I think that it's about time that we start putting some respect onto Ty Lue's name. He led, I mean, basically Doc's entire team, minus Kawhi Leonard, to conference finals and, you know, did the same thing but down in Cleveland, took the Cavaliers, and they beat the 73-9 Warriors. I think that Ty Lue, he was getting a bit of crap. He was being told, you know, you got LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. You should win a championship. I think that Ty Lue's kind of proved himself to be a pretty good coach in the NBA.
Listen. You know, when you live in Philadelphia and you're an Allen Iverson fan, and I can't hit the vision of being stepped over, right, when we were talking about Tyronn Lue, in my mind. So he's always like the redheaded stepchild to me, of the NBA. So, but I do get what you're saying. You do have to give him, as hard as it for me to say, you do have to give him a little bit of credit because he did do pretty well this year.
Yeah.
Tony is from Philadelphia. He holds a grudge.
Yeah, that's what we do here. We do here in Philly. We love you forever. We hate you forever. Just ask Chris Chelios.
As us bald, fat guys have to stick together, and I throw in only child, too, so I hold grudges sometimes, too. And I knew Tony was going to say that, too. and that's the interesting thing. Philadelphia sports, the Phillies are just okay. What do you expect of the Eagles? Kind of see what you thought there. And what about the Flyers? What's next for them?
The funny thing is, somebody mentioned something to me today, but the Philadelphia sports scene, just think about, it was about 2 to 3 years ago, where we were running on an all-time high, man. We had Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. We had Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto. We had Carter Hart as the next coming as a goalie, of the Philadelphia Flyers. What the hell happened? Carson Wentz, right? The franchise. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, it's like gone.
That's the huge one, is Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, don't get. I feel bad. I feel bad for the city. I feel bad for him. I don't think I feel bad for management in Philadelphia Eagles, but I feel bad for the rest of them, and I don't know what you do. Tony, it wasn't as bad a conversation as I thought it was going to be. I think I think you and I can get together and we can help Philadelphia make some decisions.
I hope so, man. I'm ready for a front office job. Hire me today.
There you go. I'd love it. That'd even be a better phone call. As always, I appreciate you coming on. You're the best, my man.
You got it, man. See you next week. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Tony Cotillo. Knew it was coming. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Kevin O'Hare, Andrew. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. I want to thank Tony Cotillo for coming in. I want to thank Andrew Steenblok for stopping by on his way home from work. Did a couple of segments there, too. Said he just couldn't, he just didn't know if he could talk to this next guest, but he was joking. My next guest is going to be brought to you by BetMGM. BetMGM is a sports betting app that you can download onto your phone. You can deposit your money. You can have, there's so many different bets that you can make. They're going to send you boosted odds specials. They're going to send you parlay selection features. They're going to do all kinds of things for you. You need to gamble responsibly. You should only be gambling what you can afford to lose because they're really good at what they do. But BetMGM is the sports betting app that I ask you to use here in the state of Iowa. My next guest is Kevin O'Hare. He's at KOHare55 on Twitter. And Andrew was joking, Kevin, by the way.
I wish I was on with Little Steen. How'd he do? I missed it.
He was good. He's an NBA guy, man. He
I know.
Lives and eats NBA stuff. So he gets excited with everything that's going on. I kind of wanted to pick your brain a little bit. Before I do that, I was kind of excited. So you get to do a little varsity basketball tonight. So you got summer. What do they call these? It's not summer camp, but it's like a summer jamboree or summer league.
Summer league.
Yep. Okay.
Summer league. So we're just heading over to Urbandale to play Johnston.
That'd been nice to get to go to Johnston's basketball place, too, to play. Urbandale's got a nice gym, though. They have a really nice gym.
Yeah. They're doing a lot of construction over, too, at Urbandale. I know their weight room, obviously, is up and running, and that's really nice. And they're doing a lot of other things. So they're coming along quite well.
You know, that's kind of – I always – you know, everybody always feels bad and always, you know, because they're kind of landlocked on where they can go. And it is so weird when you go out into West Des Moines neighborhoods, what I consider to be West Des Moines, and you have Johnston, Waukee, Valley, and Urbandale signs up in all their yards because it's just on all these streets and you don't know which school you're going to go to unless, you know, it's crazy. Right. It's just crazy stuff.
Right.
Okay. So
it really is.
I'm glad I had you on today because it worked right in. One of the things that happened today is it came out that seven of the seniors of the Wisconsin men's basketball team went in to talk to Coach Greg Gard. And they were unhappy about the season, even though Wisconsin made it to the tournament. But one, I don't know if it was one of them or somebody else in this whole deal of going through tape the conversation between the coach and the players. I don't know if it was the players. I don't know if it was somebody else. I don't know who it was. But the simple, you know, when it first came out and all I seen was seven seniors went in to talk to Coach Greg Gard, you know what? I thought, well, that's a good thing because that's what leaders on the team should do. If they have an issue with coach, you don't go to the media, you don't go to Twitter, you don't go to social media. Go in and talk to the coach. The fact that it was taped by somebody kind of ruined all of that. I guess I want your take on, you know, just say that it wasn't taped and they came to talk to you about the season and weren't happy and all their things and they kind of got it out in the open. Good thing or a bad thing?
Great thing.
I do too.
Good, bad, or indifferent. I think you open those conversations up to everybody, good dialogue at the end of the day, try to get on the same page, and I would want to know what, you know, guys are frustrated with or what they don't like, and I think it's a great thing.
See, I do too, and I think what everybody's upset about is it was taped, and I don't know who did the taping. If it was the students that did the taping and they went in there to prove a point, then I'd have a problem with it, but if it was some, I just don't know who did the taping, and maybe it'll come out, but you know, I think that's besides this particular thing. And you and I have known each other for a long time, and I've said this on the show, so I don't think you're going to get mad at me. You're not the easiest person to play for. You have expectations of what, you know, and it's not the same expectations for everybody. You have certain people that you have expectations for, and if they don't meet them, you let them know it. But you let them know it to their face, and I think that's the way it, you know, it needs to happen. I think when there is no communication is when problems happen.
Yeah, I agree. Again, it's all relationship building too, right, at the end of the day. And if you have relationships built, formed, and are continuing on the right path with those relationships, and they're going well on both sides, I think as a coach, a mentor, or whomever, you can do a lot of things. And you can say a lot of things when they know where you're coming from. And I know you and I have talked about that a lot. Yeah, I think when they go in there and the guys are taping the conversation, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, because, again, if anybody listened to any of us, you know, talk behind closed doors about something, you know, somebody would get mad about something all the time, I would think. And so, yeah, I don't like the fact that they did that. I think one of the seven have decided to come back for their extra season while the other six have decided to move on. And I know it just kind of came out today, breaking news, but I don't like the way they went about it.
Yeah. And that's my part too. And that was, and to be, I've said this many times, that's no disrespect to you, but you know, to say that you find somebody on your teams that you know that you can push to show that it is possible to push somebody, and then everybody else you hope follows. You've always been able to pick that kid out. And I always thought the only time that you wouldn't have a good team is if you couldn't find one of those kids, and you have to have one.
Yeah, and again, I think when that person or that coach identifies who that person is and has that conversation with him and, you know, why the expectations are what they are and why you're looking for him to do all these things is so that the domino effect kind of falls into place. I mean, a lot of good things come from that. But again, you got to have open dialogue. I just had one with the incoming freshman last night, a kid who's going to be a really good player. And just in our first couple of weeks, not to go off on this, but just in our first couple of weeks, he's probably looking at me as we build this relationship, like, why is he on me for this and on me for that and all these things? And so last night I pulled him aside and said, these are the reasons we're trying to do things, and this is what we need from you. And if you do all these things, things will start to fall into place, and people will start to follow. I agree 100%.
Once again, we're talking to Kevin O'Hare. He's at KOHare55. Okay, so the next one that I couldn't wait to get you on the phone this week is, you know, I don't usually pick on coaches, and I'm a huge Doc Rivers fan, but I also don't like coaches. Excuse me, after a you know, a tough loss that kind of throws, you know, somebody that you're paying $140 million to, that's already, you know, I don't know if it's recoverable with that team, and you continue to add on. But if you were the coach and you had someone like Ben Simmons who had the last 4 weeks that he's had, what would you do?
I would lock him in a gym forever, for starters. You know, some other stuff came out about him today in regards to his work ethic or lack of, and the people he surrounds himself with being yes people and family-related people and coddling-type people. Those were some words that were used today. It sounds like, from a reliable NBA source, he doesn't work very hard. He doesn't put in a lot of extra time. He's, you know, again, surrounds himself maybe with people that don't challenge him or push him or things along those lines, you know. So I would have a really open, honest conversation with him, like, who's in your circle? Who are you listening to? And here's where we got to make some changes from there, because there's probably too many people in his ear on top of the media and all that stuff. And I'd fire his shooting coach, whoever that is, and then I would go to work on just tons of practice and repetition, you know. And I don't study his form by any means, but I'd look at his form. I'd see kind of how things are developing or going there. But, you know, correct the form if it needs to be. But at the end of the day, there's no substitute for repetition. And if that means, you know, 10 hours in a gym, then that's what we're doing. But I think you got to get all the bad apples out of your ear, too.
I agree with that. And this is what my old high school coach said.
National Weather Service in Des Moines has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Polk County in central Iowa until 6:15 p.m. At 5:30 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located over Urbandale, moving southeast at 25 miles per hour. Expected hazards include ping pong ball size hail and 60 miles per hour wind gusts. This is a radar indicated threat. Trained spotters have already reported at least quarter-size hail with this storm. The following impacts are expected. People and animals outdoors will be injured. Expect hail damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will be near Valley West Mall around 5:35 p.m. Windsor Heights, Sylorville and Merle Hay Mall around 5:40 p.m. Drake Stadium and Knapp Center around 5:45 p.m. Des Moines, Ankeny, Iowa Events Center, Principal Park and Des Moines International Airport around 5:50 p.m. Other locations in the path of the severe thunderstorm include Norwalk, South Ridge Mall, Iowa State Fairgrounds, Pleasant Hill and Carlisle. This includes the following highways: Interstate 35 between mile markers 70 and 72, and between mile markers 87 and 88. Interstate 80 between mile markers 122 and 139. Interstate 235 between mile markers 1 and 14. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 6:15 p.m. for the following county: Polk, Iowa.
They let J.J. Redick go. You know, you need Kyle Korver, J.J. Redick type players so that when he, you know, drives and kicks the double teams and all that stuff, he's got the right people to shoot to, but or to pass to. But at the end of the day, is there just so much, you know, internal disaster that they're just going to say, hey, it's better for all parties to go our separate ways. That'll be the interesting thing, because if you can build around him the right way, and again, you got Embiid there too, they'll be fine. But is there just too much drama on Ben Simmons in general that they're going to say, hey, for all parties involved, let's just do something different?
And I, once again, we're talking to Kevin O'Hare. He's at KOHare55. I kind of wanted to get your take on Trae Young too. Not very big, big heart, and man, does he come up in big moments, and people tend to say, well, he shoots too much and stuff. The things that I remember is when they won that game seven was the passes that he made is what I remember. I don't remember some of the shots he made. I don't remember some of the shots he missed. I remember the passes that he made that got Capella dunks and layups and all that. That's a superstar waiting to happen. Do you agree?
Agree. And I'm not a huge Trae Young fan, but I couldn't agree more. You know, I think he takes some poor shots. Obviously, oh, yeah. he shoots the heck out of the ball. But his dribble drive and his IQ and all that stuff is so good. And I agree. I think he's a superstar in the making. And I think you could say he's, you know, Steph Curry 4.0 or whatever you want to say. You know, he's behind the curve for sure there. But there's not anybody else that, you know, for the most part, does it like Trae does outside of Steph.
And sometimes you worry, you know, when you have LeBron and Steph and some of these guys, Damian Lillard and all these guys getting ready to retire, and you're like, man, what's going to happen? And then you just start watching some of these guys. You watch Devin Booker's not 25. You watch Trae Young, only 22. Zion Williamson's 20. And you go, oh, my gosh, the NBA is, you know what? They're going to be good for a couple of years. They got some really good players coming up.
They really do. I mean, like you just mentioned, all those names. I mean, the four teams in the playoffs right now. I mean, there's no LeBron, there's no AD, there's no all these great players. I mean, there's great players, but they're not of that age. They're all younger guys, and the NBA is in pretty good hands.
here's my other one for you too. We got about a minute left. Joe Wieskamp measured 6'5", 6'11" wingspan, 42-inch vertical, shoots from three. Easy that he's going to get drafted. Do you think easy or he's going to be kind of biting his nails?
I think he's going to be second round. I don't know about easy. I think if I'm Joe Wieskamp, I'm coming back. I don't know all the people that are in the draft, so you got to look at your draft class a little bit.
Right.
Is it a weak year, so to speak? Is this the right time to go? I think Joe needs another year to work on quickness and other things. What do I know? Absolutely nothing, but I'd like to see him go back for another year. There's too many second round guys that get drafted and they just fall out to Europe or to the G League, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I think an extra year for a lot of people would go a long way.
How many guys you got going to Urbandale tonight?
I think we got 10.
There you go. How's squad looking?
We're getting better, I think. Again, it's a lot of inexperienced guys, so people trying to figure things out. So it'll take a little time, but that's what the summer's for.
You got some parts to replace that have been there for a while. That always makes it difficult. And like we said off air, Johnston is not the most fun team to play right now because they're really good.
Yeah, they're really good. They got two D1 guards, and tough matchup tonight.
All right, buddy. As always, thanks. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, see you, buddy.
Bye. Coach Kevin O'Hare. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. I still have two pages of notes to get through. We got 12 minutes to do it right after the break.
To you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Well, West Des Moines and Urbandale, if you wanted rain, it seems like you're getting it. This is when you know that it's storming bad outside. I'm in a soundproof studio, and I can hear this ting, 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 and I'm thinking, what is that? And that's a lot of hail is what that is out in Urbandale. I'm out in like 100th and Urbandale. Wow, that is crazy rain right now. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. I want to thank Kevin O'Hare coming in and giving his opinions on some coaching items that I had questions on. Tony Cotillo going through our Philadelphia morning time and seeing what to do with everything that's going on. Just want to go through some quick things again here. 37-year anniversary today of Karate Kid coming out. Crazy stuff, huh? Karate Kid. That was neat. What else did I have? I had somebody else had a birthday today that surprised me. Who was that? Boy, you would think that I could do that better. Former sports trivia. Well, we'll figure it out. I have the draft lottery, NBA draft lotteries tonight. Everybody looking to get Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State. This is always a dilemma for baseball teams when you have a really good hitting catcher. Adley Rutschman for the Baltimore Orioles is in 94 at-bats playing catchers, is batting .245. He's a great defensive catcher, really good catcher. When he plays first base or DH, in the 53 at-bats he's done that, he's hitting .377. That's real time, folks. If you're catching games, man, you're getting beat up. Your body's getting beat up. It's not easy. Phil Steele ranked some coaches out there today and some teams. Defensive coordinators, Brent Venables, who used to be in this state, is the number one defensive coordinator, and he's at Clemson. Number two is Phil Parker from the Iowa Hawkeyes, who is getting ready to sign the first in-state contract for assistant coach for $1 million. I talked yesterday that John Heacock and Tom Manning, at the end of next year, they have that same thing going to happen. So we'll have three of them. But John Heacock is 11. Phil Parker is 2. That's a great thing. The Bergstrom Foundation at ISU donated $5.3 million to increase student diversity at Iowa State. Honda is coming to NASCAR. I think that's a big deal. She'd have Ford, Chevy, Toyota, and Honda. Honda, very prevalent in IndyCar racing. This is why I love Jon Rahm. I saw a story today. After having to be quarantined, after having to withdraw from the memorial, you would think that many people would take time for self-reflection, you know, just get to do whatever. What did he do? And I wouldn't have known this if I wouldn't have actually sat down the other day when my two sons, Andrew and Nate, were watching this on TV. And he watched a whole lot of Rick and Morty cartoons. That's why I love Jon Rahm. The NASCAR race on Sunday was the second highest rated show on cable TV next to the NBA. Good news if you're an Iowa State football fan. Phil Steele came out with unit rankings too. Quarterback, Iowa State, Brock Purdy was ranked 10th. Running backs was 3rd in the nation. Wide receiver tight end was 8th in the nation. Offensive line was 4th in the nation. Defensive line was 40th. Linebackers were number 2. Defensive backs were number 43. Special teams were not even in the top 62. I think this is going to be our special teams year. And I think that I hope the first kickoff that we have, we kick it through the end zone and over a building. That's what I'm hoping. I don't know if that's true. The Seattle Seahawks are getting ready to have full capacity for football. For the Seattle Seahawks, probably last year during COVID was probably the most affected team. That is the best home field advantage in the NFL. The Seattle Seahawks fan base. It is crazy what all goes on there. I talked about the Secret Service, and I did that one too. Alvin Kamara, Joey Votto, got all of those in. I'm just making sure I had all my notes because these were it was really a good day. I told you it's the Pocono Organic CBD 325 this weekend for the Cup race in NASCAR. I'm still getting a kick out of that. I am sorry about that. Major League Baseball, and with this whole sticky substance and all of that, we talked about how I think the sheen on the baseballs are way too aggressive. I think Major League Baseball by the end of this year, before next season starts, will come out with some type of substance that everybody can agree to that you could be able to use. I really feel that that's going to happen. I still can't get over the fact that the Karate Kid is 37 today, 37 years ago today. That seems a lot. you know, it's going to get interesting, too, that a lot of these teams in the NBA right now, and you're seeing how, like, the Atlanta Hawks are trying to turn things around, and I think once the New Orleans Pelicans get a new coach, you're going to start seeing the changing of the guard of some of these places. I think the hire in Portland is huge to see if they can keep Damian Lillard. I think the hire in Boston is huge to see what they can do with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And I think getting Al Horford back to clog the middle and give them a little bit more athletic big was a big deal. Kemba Walker was a expendable piece there. I believe that. But I think the Denver Nuggets are going to get better. I think the Dallas Mavericks are going to try to change things up a little bit. I think that'll be good. I'm curious to see what Golden State does. They have a lot of draft picks. They have, you know, some pieces to see what they can do to, you know, the thing with Golden State is, can Klay Thompson come back and be 75% of Klay Thompson from 3 years ago puts him still shooting wise in the top 10 in the NBA. I think the team to watch next year is the Denver Nuggets. I think getting Jamal Murray back and what that team went through and how far they got without having their best scorer. Their best player is Jokic. I totally agree with everybody that says that. Their best scorer and best athlete is Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray is Devin Booker. And, you know, I think I agree with Kevin. I think Trae Young is changing his philosophy and how he plays. He still takes a lot of crazy shots, but he also has the ball in his hand with time running down a lot. I'll tell you what, his getting in the lane and without looking, throwing assists for Clint Capella dunks is just fun to watch with either right hand or left hand. I mean, a lot of these things are really exciting to watch. As always, you can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. The website's 1700thechamp.com. And you can listen to the show live by clicking on the live microphone up in the right, or you can download the podcast. I'll have yesterday and today's podcast in tomorrow. I've got to do a couple of BetMGM commercials when I get done here. As always, I want to thank Northwest Bank, two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. It's a great bank with great people, with a great product. And all you need to do is walk in the door and say, let me open an account, and tell them Steen sent you, and you're going to be extremely happy. Member FDIC, and always remember that if you're doing sports betting in the state of Iowa, use BetMGM. Download the app onto your phone, deposit some money, check out all the things that you can sports bet on, and there's a ton. This is just a great time of year right now, and then just think what it's going to be like when it gets college football season and NFL season and NCAA basketball season. It's going to be a ton of fun. We do not have Minnesota Twins baseball until Thursday and Friday of this week. Also, remember that I am here tomorrow. Tim Murray and Vance Crew coming in tomorrow. Thursday, I have Tiff on for the first hour. I have B Styles coming on at 5:20. And then I am off Friday and off a week and a day. I come back on Tuesday the 6th is when I come back onto the show. Hopefully you'll miss me. I'll miss you guys. We'll have a lot to talk about in that time frame, and have some great shows when I get back. Have some things in the works, get new people and keep bringing on new people that have interesting takes, and I'm pretty excited. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. What was the last thing? Ben Simmons trade partner right now. The biggest one was Portland at +250. The Wizards were +300. I think that's because of pieces that they can get. All right. Chris Christopherson, that's who I was trying to think of. 85 today, and he's still alive. That's amazing. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. I will see you tomorrow. Have a great night. Bye.